Sterling digs it up by Brook. Set it for Kriebel. Kriebel spikes, and Sterling is state champs in 2013.
I'm Paul McGrody.
And I'm Ryan Smith. The girls' volleyball team ended the season 29-3. They were ranked the sixth seed in the Group 2 playoffs. We sat down with Coach McPherson and asked after winning the Group 2 state title if he felt pressured about returning as state champs and trying to repeat.
Extremely pressured. I put a lot of pressure on myself every season, and with having the expectation of, you know, winning the year before and, you know, wanting to get back there again. I wanted the best for the seniors in particular. Wanted everybody to experience that again, so yeah, I felt extremely pressured.
What are some memorable moments that this season has brought you?
This season, we won the Eastern Tournament again. That was certainly memorable. Winning, we won two different divisions. We were still in the Olympic Conference. We won that championship, and we started a new conference this year with a couple other schools, and we're the first winners of that conference, so that was exciting.
What will you remember most about your graduating seniors?
When it's all said and done, probably last year's state championship would be the thing. And not just that, it's just the four-year run that these girls went on. Emily Kriebel's been a starter for us for 4 years, but it was more than just her. I mean, Danielle Hanna was involved for 3 years. Tori started for 2 years, Anne-Marie for 2 years, and Haley Cooper started this year, but she contributed last year as well. This four-year period has just brought Sterling volleyball to new heights.
After losing so many seniors, who do you think will step up as your leaders next year?
Next year, we're probably going to look at returning juniors that started. I think Lainey Gorzinski and Kehalohi Naomi Carter. And I think sophomore Megan Shook. They're the returning varsity starters next year. I think they will step up and be the leaders.
We asked Mr. McPherson how did he get involved in volleyball, and this is what he had to say.
Oh, gosh, that's kind of a long story. Before I started teaching, I was looking to make a couple extra bucks, and my father was athletic director at Camden High School. And they had a volleyball team, and the referee association was looking to add new members. So I said, you know what, I'll referee volleyball. I've always enjoyed the sport. It wasn't offered when I was in high school. Well, you know, I would have played if it was offered. But, you know, refereeing, I probably refereed for 3 years. Got out of that because I went back to school to get my teaching degree. Taught at Highland for 10 years where it wasn't offered. I thought about going back to officiating, but I never did. And then when I came here, there happened to be a job opening, and then I hopped on it.
This has been a fall sports overview with volleyball at Sterling High School. I'm Paul McGrady with Ryan Smith, and you're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.